Han's heart jumped into his throat. What? He started forward without thinking, until Leia caught him by the arm and physically held him back.
You've already decided?
Afraid so, Kip said. He started across the circle toward Han. And it was a tough one.
But you haven't done it yet, right?
Han asked, growing desperate. If Kyle Katarn was addressing Kentha's Grand Master, even in the privacy of the council chamber, then Basil and Yakiel were as good as hanging on Dala's wall.
There's something you really need to know first. I doubt that very much, Kent said.
He took a deep breath, then rose and started across the circle.
Han, Leia, I know how much you care about all of our troubled Jedi Knights, and I think I even understand why. But Luke isn't here at the moment, so you need to respect the chain of command now. Your behavior is starting to be disruptive, and it's not going to change any of our decisions.
This might,
Leia said. There was so much suppressed anger in her voice that when she released Han and started to step forward, he grabbed her arm.
We just learned that Dala is hiring a company of Mandalorians.
Kent stopped three steps short.
When?
Don't know that yet,
Han said. Angry as he was at Kent, he had to admire the man's discipline and focus. He didn't waste time doubting them. He didn't ask stupid questions like, for us. He just got down to the important details.
She's still getting the money together, but she's serious about it.
I see. Is there anything else you can tell us?
I'm afraid not, Leia answered. But our source has promised to keep us informed. We'll pass along whatever we hear as soon as we hear it.
Thank you,
Kent said, not bothering to ask for the identity of their source or to question the source's reliability. He started to turn back toward the circle of masters.
Obviously, we have something else to...
Hey, hold on a minute, Han said. What about Barv and Yakiel? This has to change their situation.
Kent stopped and stared at the ceiling for a moment, then shook his head.
No, I don't believe it does.
He looked around at the rest of the masters.
Does anyone else feel a need to revisit the arrest warrant decision?
The masters all shook their heads, even Corrin Horn.
You can't be serious, Han protested. You can't just hand them over.
Han's first hint that he had badly misread the situation was a loud sissing sound from the vicinity of Saba 17's chair.
Oh, Captain Solo.
She slapped her knee with a huge, scaly hand, then rasped,
You are so easy to play.
Han scowled and turned to Leia, who merely spread her hands and looked even more confused than he was. After a moment, Kent said,
The Council has come to an arrangement that we hope will be best for the Jedi Order and the patients.
He turned to Saba.
Master Sabatine, perhaps you would be good enough to explain what the Order needs the Solos to do.
Saba inclined her armored head.
Of course, Grand Master Hamner.
She looked up, then turned to Leia.
Jedi Solo, the Council needs you to contact Queen Mother Tenelkar. We have a very great favor to ask of her.